Underfunded pensions are a problem across the state, but Scranton is in particularly dire straits. As part of Keystone Crossroads' series on underfunded pensions, Kate Lau Schaffner spoke with investigative reporter Terry Morgan Biesecker. Morgan Biesecker has been covering the Scranton pension crisis for the Times Tribune in Northeast Pennsylvania.
You've noted that even up to the year 2000, Scranton's pension funds were actually flush with money due to record market yields in the 1990s. And yet now the funds are in really bad shape. What happened?
Well, there were a couple of major factors. One of the big things was the stock market crash, which affected funds across the state, of course. But Scranton was really particularly hard hit. They lost about $21 million. But there were some other things that happened here as well. And some of the main things were some retirement incentives that were given to employees that really impacted the funds. And there's some real serious questions about how diligent the municipality was in reviewing disability pensions. One of the big things is that because Scranton is a distressed municipality, it's been able to reduce its minimum municipal obligation, which is the amount that it must pay into the fund each year to ensure that it can continue to pay future and current benefits. Since 2009, they've been able to reduce it by 25%. It certainly helps them in, you know, the bottom line for each of their budgets for the years, but it really, really hurts the plans in the long run.
In other words, they've made decisions that are politically favorable for today while pushing off payments to the future.
Right. In 2002, there was a retirement incentive offered to non-uniform pension workers. Also in 2002, the city had a recovery plan in place where they were going to remove health care benefits. So it led to a very large influx of retirees going into the fund. You know, about 70 or 80 people retired that year. The liabilities just skyrocketed in that time period because they had so many more people that they were now paying pensions to.
Now, the problem of unfunded pensions is not exclusive to Scranton. It's a statewide problem. But you said that Scranton has it particularly rough, in part because there are extremely high percentages of uniformed officers with disability pensions.
Yeah, Scranton has one of the highest, well, actually has the highest rate of police officers and firefighters receiving disability pensions in the state. 50% of police and 58% of firefighters receive disability pensions. That's an astronomically high number compared to other municipalities, most of which have maybe 3 to 10%. In Scranton, a disability pension pays the same amount as a regular pension, but the key issue is that these people are retiring much earlier. So when you have someone retiring in their 30s, the fund is paying out a lot more money for a lot more years than anybody anticipated. And it's cost the fund a great deal of money. In 2014 alone, it cost it $5.2 million.
Scranton is under the spotlight right now because there are legal proceedings in motion about a number of Scranton employees who have been drawing double pensions under the retirement incentive that you mentioned from back in 2002. And there's a question right now of whether these employees qualified for that incentive. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, right now there's a criminal investigation by the Pennsylvania State Police as well as the federal government. What happened for non-uniform people is there was an incentive that if you retired by December 31st, 2002, and two, you would receive health care benefits and also they would double your pensions. They went from about $700 to $1,400 a month. But you had to have 25 years in, and it was discovered recently that at least six of the people who got the incentive did not have the required years of service. And no one knows how that happened, how their name got on the list. And so that is what's being investigated right now.
You've done the calculations in your reporting, and you've said that things don't look good for the future of Scranton pensions. How long before Scranton's pension fund will completely dry up if the city doesn't change its course?
It's been projected that the police fund will be insolvent within 5 years, and that the firefighter and non-uniform pension plans will be insolvent within 2.5 years if something isn't changed right now.
And what will happen if the pension fund runs out?
If the pension fund goes insolvent, the city is still obligated to pay pensions to its employees. It will have to come out of the general fund. And if that happens, everyone believes that that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back and sends Scranton into bankruptcy.
So right now, from what you've observed, is there a solution or is there any way out of this mess?
For Scranton, one of the major things that they're saying is they need a large influx of cash. And they are looking at a couple different things. One is to sell some large assets like the sewer authority. If they can get a big infusion of cash, that will help things, but certainly is still not going to save the fund.
What can other municipalities learn from what Scranton is going through?
If they are going to increase pension benefits, they need to do an actuarial study to determine the impact it's going to have on the fund. There's a lot of municipalities that don't do that, or they may do it and find out it's going to hurt the fund, and they still give the raises anyway. And that's one of the big things that got Scranton in trouble.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's great to be here.